إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها ومنهما بث رجالا كثيرا ونساء اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين الله سبحانه وتعالى is the one whom we praise. We praise him and we thank him. We seek refuge in him from the evil of our own souls and the evil of our actions. Whomsoever he guides, none can misguide him. And whomsoever he leads astray, then none can guide him to the truth. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah alone, without partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared. Do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that soul its mate, and from those two spread many men and many women. And fear Allah concerning those whom you ask your rights from, and fear Allah concerning the wombs that gave birth to you, for verily He is ever watchful over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and speak the truth. He will guide you to righteous deeds and forgive you of your sins, and whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. رواه الإمام ابن أبي الدنيا في كتاب الزهد أن النبي عيسى عليه السلام مر برجل يوما. Imam ibn Abi Dunya narrates in his book on asceticism that once Isa alayhi salam, the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, walked past a man. And when that man saw him, he became enamored with him. And who could not become enamored with Nabiullah Isa alayhi salam? He became enamored with him and he started to walk behind him. And when he gained the courage to walk up to him, he said to him, I want to be from amongst your disciples. I want to be from the Hawariyin. So Isa told him, alayhi salam, walk with me. So he began to walk with him. And as they walked, Isa alayhi salam said, have you become hungry? We've been walking for more than an hour. He said, yes, I have. So Isa alayhi salam said, fine. I have with me in this bag some bread. So let's sit and eat this simple meal of bread. And so he opened up the small bag, and in it were three loaves of bread. So he said, here's one loaf for you, and one loaf for me. وَالرَّغِيفَ الثَّالِثِ يَبْقَى. And the third loaf will stay. And as they sat and they ate from the bread, Isa alayhi salam said, I'm full, I'm going to go and take a drink from the river. And as we know, Isa alayhi salam, as the Prophet alayhi salatu salam told us in Bukhari, that Isa alayhi salam lived a simple life. That he used to own a cup, and when he noticed that he could scoop water with his hand, he gave away his cup. And he used to comb his hair with a comb, and when he noticed that he could use his fingers, he gave away his comb. So he went down to the river, and he started to drink. And as his back was turned, the man saw the third loaf. And his eyes were on the third loaf. And when Isa alayhi salam came back, the third loaf was gone. So he said to him, Man akala al-raghif al-thalith, who ate the third loaf of bread? The man said, La adi, I don't know. He said, okay, walk with me. So Isa alayhi salam continued to walk. And as he walked and walked and walked, it seemed that they had walked for hours, and they came to the side of a small forest. And so he said to the man again, "Have you become hungry again?" He said, "Yes." So Isa alayhi salam called to the animals of the forest, and he saw a ghazala, a small gazelle, and he called it to come to him. And so it, by the permission of Allah, came to Isa, and he alayhi salam bi yadihi sharifa dhabaha tilka al-ghazala, he slaughtered that small gazelle, and then he roasted it and served the roasted gazelle to him and his new companion. And as they sat there and they enjoyed the roasted meat and they finished and they both became full, Isa alayhi salam said to him, "Hal shabi'ta?" Have you become full? He said, "Yes, alhamdulillah." So Isa gathered up the bones and what was ever was remnant of that gazelle, and he touched it and he said, "Bi'ithnillahi kun hayyan." By the permission of Allah, become alive. And the small gazelle came back alive and jumped back into the forest as Allah had created it when it was first born. Isa turned to the man and he said to him, "Bismilladhi ahya hadhihi al-ghazala. As'aluka billahi man akala ar-raghif ath-thalith." In the name of the one who gave life to this gazelle, I ask you by Allah, who ate the third loaf of bread? The man said, "La adri." I don't know. He said, "Fine, walk with me." They continued on their journey. And as they continued on their journey, they came to an impasse. They came to the side of the river where they could no longer go any further by land. And so Isa alayhi salam said to him, "Take my hand." He said, "Why would I take your hand? There's no ferry. We can't make it across." He said, "Take my hand," and said, "Bismillah," and began to walk over the water with this man following him, walking over the water. And when they reached to the other side of the river, after having walked on water, he turned to him and he said, "In the name of the one who allowed us to walk over that water by his power alone, I ask you by Allah, who ate the third loaf of bread?" The man said, "La adri." I don't know. He said, "Fine, continue with me on this journey." And as they moved into new territory, and they walked and they came to an area that was very dusty and sandy on the edge of the desert. And so Isa alayhi salam said to him, "Have you become hungry again?" He said, "Yes." He said that in this case, I will do something else. And so he bent down and he started to scoop up sand and put them in three small piles. And he put his hands over those three small piles of sand and he said, "Kun dhahaban bi'idhnillah," become gold by the permission of Allah. And there were three small mounds of gold sitting there in the sand. And so Isa alayhi salam, he said to him, "One of these are for you, and one of these are for me, and one of these are for the man that ate the third loaf of bread." So he said, I ate it, it was me. Isa alayhi salam said, "In that case, take all of the gold and you can no longer be my companion." So the man took these three mounds of gold and he put them in a bag and he started to travel off into this deserted area. And as he traveled, he came across a small tree and two people sitting there. And it turned out that they weren't the most friendliest of people. They were highway robbers. And when they saw him carrying the bag, they said, "What's in the bag?" He said, "This is just something that I was given. Open the bag. Your money or your life." And so he showed them the gold, and they said to themselves, "We should just kill him and take it." He said, "Why? Why would you want to do that? Let me make a deal with you. We'll split it three ways. And I'll take my portion, and I'll go to the city, and I'll buy food, and then I'll bring it back, and we can all eat because we're hungry, and then we'll divvy up the rest amongst ourselves." They said, "That's a great idea." So he left. And as he was leaving, one of the robbers said to his friend, he said, "Look, this guy is going to go and get us food. Let's just allow him to get the food, and when he comes back, we'll do what we were going to do before. We'll kill him, and then we'll take his gold and his food. So we've served a dual purpose. And the man, as he was going to town to purchase the food, he said to himself, "Why should I share this gold with these two people that are trying to take it from me? This is mine. I was given it." So he went and he bought food, but he also bought poison and added it to the food. And so when he came back, he gave it to those people, and so they killed him before they ate the food, and then they took the food and ate it, and they themselves died. And as their three bodies sat there with uneaten food, with open bags of gold sitting around them, Isa alayhi salam and his 12 disciples walked past. And as he came upon their carcasses sitting there rotting in the sand, he said to his disciples, "Hadhihi hiya dunya fahdharuha." This is the worldly life, so beware of it. Fa'buruha wa la tu'ammiruha. Go through it in passing, but do not build it up. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تسن بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد هذه الدنيا فاحذروها. This is the worldly life. This is the dunya. So beware of it, Isa alayhi salam said. The word dunya in Arabic comes from the word ad-dunu, to be lowly. Hayat al-dunya is the lowliest form of life that we can live, that we can exist in. وَإِنَّ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the life or the abode of the next life is what true life really is. When we think about our attachment to those things that we love, the most important thing that we can do as Muslims is to detach our souls and detach our hearts from everything other than Allah. Many times, we're caught up in this life. We're caught up in television shows. We're caught up in sporting events. We're caught up in politics. We're caught up in the news. We're caught up in our new clothes and in our new cars. We're caught up in what someone else is doing or what mistakes they've made. We're caught up in al-hayat al-dunya, the lowly life, the lowly things in this life. If we look at what our hearts are attached to, we have to develop a sense of who our heart is truly for. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسُدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. There is a morsel of flesh in each and every one of you. If it is corrupt, if it is wholesome, then the body in its entirety will be wholesome. And if it is corrupt, then the body in its entirety will be corrupt. And then he alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. And is it not the heart? Everything that we attach our hearts to, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is merely attachment to something which is a picture or a shape. تَعَلَّقٌ بِالصُّورِ وَالْأَشْكَالِ. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام كما هو مرويا في صحيح البخاري أنه عليه الصلاة والسلام قال, إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأشكالكم ولكنه ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. Allah doesn't look at your shapes and at your outward appearances, but He looks at your hearts and He looks at your actions. To be true believers, to get past the pitfalls that this man that we heard about in the first khutbah fell into, we have to detach our hearts from those things that we love. Whether it be something as simple as a loaf of bread or something as enticing as a bag of gold. As long as our hearts are attached to it, then those things are in our hearts and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not. And at times, they can become mixed. At times, the remembrance of Allah can become mixed with the remembrance of this dunya. Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was asked about the hearts. And he said that there are different types of hearts. He said, فَقَلْبُ مُؤْمِنْ كَسِرَاجٌ فِيهِ نُورٌ. The heart of the believer is like a lantern in which there is light. وَقَلْبُ الْكَافِرِ قَلْبٌ مُغْلَقٌ عَلَيْهِ ظُلَامٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. And the heart of the disbeliever is a heart which is closed, it's sealed, and it has darkness over it. And he said, the heart of the munafiq is like a piece of paper. It flips around and it shows you two faces, but you never really have any substance. It's one-dimensional or two-dimensional. He said, and then there's the hearts of most of us. The hearts of most of us, like a good plant in bad soil. مَرَّةً يَمُدُّهُ طِيب وَمَرَّةً يَمُدُّهُ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. At some times it's fertilized and it's nourished by what is good, and at other times it's nourished by that which is other than good. هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا فَاحْذَرُوهَا. This is this life, so be aware of it. If we take a small look at what our hearts become attached to, we can see that in reality, it's not the material that really is to blame. Because many people of the past, many people that were extremely pious, were extremely rich, extremely well off. They did well for themselves, but they also did good. And there's a difference between doing good and doing well. Many of us do well, but are we doing good while we're doing well? If we look at the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we can see that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the richest of the Sahaba. But yet he would give his wealth away and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace it for him. Umar ibn al-Khattab was well off. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah was well off. Uthman ibn Affan, many of the Sahaba, many of the prominent and most pious and those that we look up to. So piety and taqwa and having a heart connected to Allah is not directly related to what you have, but it is directly related to how you have it. It's not bad to be wealthy. It's not bad to have possessions. One of the tabi'een was asked about the Sahaba. He said, كانت الدنيا في أيديهم وليست في قلوبهم. The dunya was in their hands, but it wasn't in their hearts. But as for us, the dunya is in our hearts, and so Allah takes it out of our hands. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من كانت الدنيا همه فرق الله شمله ولم يأتيه من الدنيا إلا ما قد كتب له. Whoever has this dunya, this lowly life, as his sole importance, as his worry, then Allah will disperse and split up his affairs. And nothing of this life will come to him except that which was written for him. وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةِ نِيَّتُهُ. Look at the difference. And whoever has the next life as his intention, جَمَعَ اللَّهُ شَمْلَهُ. Allah will gather for him his affairs. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ And this world will come and throw itself at his feet. Have you ever come home and you have a pet that comes and hugs your legs because it's happy to see that you're home? Or maybe you have small children and the first thing they do because they're not tall enough is they throw themselves and they grab you on your shins and you feel overwhelmed and you can't. It's almost like you can't control it. This is the example the Prophet ﷺ is giving you. That if you keep the next life as your intention, don't worry about the dunya. It will throw itself at your feet. It will be there in your service. You will be able to use it to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to serve your needs. When we look at our hearts and what they're attached to, if we have the proper intention and our hearts are for Allah, Allah will make us from amongst His people and make the dunya from amongst the means that we use to reach Him. But if we don't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us a rhetorical question. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى Have you seen the one who has taken his desires as his God? فَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ And so God led him astray. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ And put a seal over his heart. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ He put a seal over his hearing and his heart. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ And he placed a seal over his eye, his heart and his hearing and a veil over his eyes. So who else can guide him after Allah? Will you not then remember? The question is, after we know what the dunya is, we know what this lowly life is, and we know that it is a means, it is not a goal. How then can we escape becoming servants to this life? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّينَارِ تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّرْهَمِ تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الْخَمِيصَ تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الْخَمِيلَ تَعِسَ وَانْتَكَسْ وَإِنْ شِيكَ لَنْ تَقَصْ Woe or ruined is the slave of the dinar, the slave of the gold coin, and the slave of the silver coin, and the slave of the fine shirt, and the slave of the fine jacket. He is ruined and thrown back. He is like a splinter that cannot be removed. We can become slaves to this life, or we can use it for our betterment and for the betterment of others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ We made them leaders, guiding and guiding others with our command when they had two things. We made them leaders, guiding and guiding others by our command when they had patience and they had yaqeen, they had certainty in the verses and the signs that we had sent down from them. Brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to remember that it all starts from here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "At-taqwa hahuna, at-taqwa hahuna, at-taqwa hahuna." Taqwa is here, taqwa is here, taqwa is here. But we have to remember that it's not enough just to say that taqwa is in our hearts. But we also have to live that taqwa. We have to allow that heart to be attached to Allah and now allow our limbs to serve Him and to serve others that are around us. It's important that in these days we do not forget those that are needy here in this country and all around the world. It's as if some of us will read Ashraat al-Sa'ah, the signs of the Day of Judgment, and say to ourselves, it's as if we can see a similarity of what the Prophet ﷺ was saying and what we see nowadays of the hardship, the famine, the earthquakes, the struggle, the indiscriminate killing, the injustices of the states and of the individuals. But we have to remember, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we all return. If we can remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for us, and if we turn to Him in dua, then He will answer that dua. As long as our hearts are for Him and for Him alone, He will give us this life and He will allow us to make it a better place for us and for everyone else. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma rabbis samawati wal ard wa rabbil arsh al-azim. Rabbana wa rabb kull shay, faliqul habbi wan nawa, munazzil at-taurata wal injila wal furqan. Na'udhu bika min sharri kulli shay'in anta akhidhun bi nasiyatihi. Allahumma anta al-awwal falaysa qablaka shay', wa anta al-akhir falaysa ba'daka shay', wa anta adh-dhahir falaysa fawqaka shay', wa anta al-bathin falaysa dunaka shay'. Allahumma aqdi 'anna diyunana wa aghnina min al-faqr. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mustada'afin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurhum wansurna wa ansurhum 'ala man dhalamahum, wa aktub lahum al-amna wal-iman ya rabbal 'alamin. اكتب لهم السلامة والإسلام يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ومن الجبن والبخل ومن العجز والكسل ومن غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. Oh Allah, we've wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, then we will truly be from amongst those that are lost. Oh Allah, protect us and protect our brothers and sisters all around the world. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from our worries and our sorrows, from our cowardice and our stinginess, from our incapacity and our laziness. And we seek refuge in you from the overpowerance of debt and the wronging of men. Ibadullah, inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha an al fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaroon. Udhkurullah al-aziz al-jaleel yadhkurkum washkuruhu ala ni'mihi yazidkum wa la dhikrullahi akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'oon. وأقم الصلاة.